Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, he was a fantastic reporter during the unrest last summer, Mike Maxx was, and he was back at it again last night because a lot of these games of the Twins, Wild, and Wolves were canceled or postponed. And we'll get make updates on that here in a second. But, Maxie, first of all, last night, can you kind of tell us what you were covering and where you were?
Yeah, it was kind of an amazing day because there's very few days that all three major league teams would be in action, let alone on a Monday. And then, of course, it coinciding with everything, that the tragic event of Sunday and everybody shutting down. So that was just by itself astounding that there'd be happened to be on a date where all three teams were supposed to be in action. But we went to the south side of started on the south side of Minneapolis. They had some looting the night before in the uptown Lake Street area, and of course that was a focal point during the summer riots. And then we went over to Midway in St. Paul and over to Broadway in North Minneapolis, and so we made the loop, and it was incredibly quiet. When we got there early, it was eerie because the business owners were finishing boarding up before sundown, and so we talked to some of them. One of them, he said, "I'm not boarding up, I'm leaving the windows," but he was cleaning spray paint up, and I said, what happened here, and is it graffiti? And he said, no, it's an orange spray paint mark that they put on, and the code is that if they put spray paint, orange spray paint on your building, that means that you're target or you're marked. As if to say, you know, later in the night, that's a place that you should loot. And so he was trying to scrub that off feverishly because it was his own, it was the place that he owned, and get rid of it so that it wouldn't be perceived as such. And then another place they were putting up, and it all the boards had graffiti on, and I said, they already graffitied you? And they said, no, these are the ones we used last summer, and they graffitied us, but we thought this might happen again. So we put them down, and we numbered the boards, and we put them back up with the graffiti on. And then there was an outreach team there, about 15 people just walking the streets. But in general, very little activity and very little foot traffic because the weather was so bad. It was cold and it was windy, and then every business was closed. And so there was, you know, if you were out there, there was no place to go for refuge. There was no place to go to get a coffee. There was nothing. You couldn't go anywhere. There was no place to go inside. And I think that did the trick in those parts. Now, as we were finishing up our last live shot at about 10:20, we were over on Lake and Bryant, and about, 10 squad cars came flying down Lake Street. And we could see that they parked about three blocks from where we were. So when we got done, we went over there after the 10 o'clock news, and they had surrounded one of these mini targets that they have in Uptown, you know, the smaller ones. They have one in Dinkytown that they built. And they had surrounded it with squad cars. And I went over and talked to some of the people involved, and they said, yeah, six people had broke in. They were inside a target, stealing, looting, whatever it was they were doing. And they got the tip, and they surrounded it, and they brought all six out, and they were cuffing them up. And that's always kind of a surreal thing when you see a person coming out in handcuffs, and you know that Not only are they heading to jail, but you know, their life may have just changed, and that was kind of a strange way to end the night. But they said there was not a mass plan, but they thought that some people had targeted buildings where they thought there was no one in, and that was the case there. And they thought that the crime that they had last night, at that point at least, they said was pretty spotty. It was just places that they thought were vulnerable.
I had never heard that orange spray paint mark before. Had you?
I hadn't either. And this guy said, I don't know if it was just a word on the street that he had got, but he wasn't taking any chances. And he said, I lost one of my businesses that I couldn't rebuild during the summer riot. And that's the thing, Dave. These people, especially, you know, you get in that Lake Street, that Broadway area, there's not a lot of affluency. But these businesses are their life. I mean, this is it. This is the American dream to them. And some are, you know, first generation immigrants, and they're so appreciative that they have a business and a place that they can, you know, maybe their family can work at too. And you know, the visions of college and all those things for their kids. And you don't realize how deep that runs until you sit and talk to those folks about what it means to them and how scared they are. And, you know, I'll say this too, that in the people that I visited last night, and this happened last summer as well, you're taking your chances if you want to try to break into some of these small businesses if you think they're vulnerable, because you don't know what's on the other side. And I can assure you, on the other side, in some cases, are people that are waiting, and they might be sleeping. They, you know, I heard one story last night. A guy told me about last year. He and the owner of a business were sleeping all night, and they had the boards up, and a couple of looters came in the middle of the night. He heard them, and he said, I shine the flashlight on them and then on my weaponry, leave it at that. And he said they were out in about 3 seconds once they saw what I had with me. And I think that's repeated throughout in Minneapolis.
Max, in the meantime, the Twins, the Wild, and the Wolves, as you mentioned, all postponed. Yeah. Game scheduled for Monday. Do we know if the Twins are playing today?
I have not heard that yet. It's I imagine that they're checking probably with law enforcement and everybody else just to see what it looks like. I mean, my gosh, they've got the Chauvin trial 6 blocks away and this. But, I mean, if there's a good sign, I think the cold is keeping a lot of would-be protesters inside, and it looks like it's going to be pretty cold again today. But you also have to take into account, Dave, and I mean, this is kind of sad for you and me and the people that work at CCO, well, everywhere that's listening to this today, that, you know, these opposing teams that come to town, you know, their perception of Minneapolis is just not good, you know, and this is not a place that anybody wants to be. And that's sad, you know, to think that these players are probably saying, hey, I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to go play in Minneapolis. I mean, don't expose me in Target Field, the Target Center, or the XL Energy Center, from what, because they've seen the same news reports everybody else has in the country.
Yeah, it's a headline, that's for sure. It continues to be. Well, on a positive note, Maxie, I did want to mention that every Friday here on this sportscast, we honor a teacher/coach of the year. Some people are really providing a lot of great mentorship for our kids. We saw a lot of that in this past weekend state tournament. We'll see much more of it. And I want to thank our friends over at Old Dutch, Mike, because they sponsored this. They know the importance of that youth mentoring, and the teacher-coach honor from the folks at Old Dutch is awesome.
Yes, and they recognize, and you and I have our own branch of mentorship. We mentor people on chipping, you know, and the proper way to, A, get into it, which, you know, there's a method to it. It's part science, part art. But, you know, we also mentor them on, you know, when are they ready to mix the kettle chip with the Mexican tortilla strips. I mean, things like that we try to give them shortcuts in life, you know, because there's so many, I don't want to say rookie chip mistakes that you can make. But boy, just, you know, a couple weeks ago there, we were mentoring some people at the state tournament and telling them, you know, if you're going to mix chips, that's okay. But here's some things to think about. And we gave them the three rules that we use. And, it's satisfying. It's rewarding to get involved in that.
Here's the thing. You can do that yourself.
Here's
today.
The thing.
You go to the store and pick up some Old Dutch and mix them. But again, and it's a good way to learn. It's a good way to learn. You know, but if you want some mentoring in this department of taste sensation, we can do that. And again, on Friday, we'll honor those teacher coaches that deserve that recognition for all that time, all that attention, all that sacrifice that they make on behalf of these student athletes around our state.
And when those kids that we mentored come back a year later and say, hey, we get it. Thank you for what you did for us. It's, It's pretty big, and you see a little bit of the salt from the chip on their mustache, and you know that they're enjoying it on a regular basis. That's pretty cool stuff.
OldDutchFoods.com. Why don't you go to their website, check out not only what they have for a variety in the stores, of course, but also some of these past winners of this award. And then Mike and I'll give you a new one on Friday, as a matter of fact, here on WCCO. Maxie's back in an hour on WCCO's Morning News. Our time is 7:48, time for traffic and weather together up next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.